westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Alpha, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Bitcoin miner Marathon saw a net loss of $191.6 million in the second quarter of 2022. That's a significant jump from a $13 million net loss in the first quarter. According to the company's second quarter results, revenues in the second quarter of 2022 were $24.9 million. That's a 51.8% decrease from the previous quarter. Marathon CEO Fred Thiel said in a statement on Monday, quote, energization, delays, maintenance, and weather issues in Montana, and an approximately 56% decline in the price of Bitcoin during the quarter severely impacted our Bitcoin production and financial results. These items reduced our revenues, caused us to reduce a $127.6 million impairment on our Bitcoin holdings, and decreased the fair market value of our investment funds by $79.7 million. Marathon produced 707 Bitcoin between April and June, representing a 44% decrease from the first quarter of 2022. Well, let's hope the next quarter will be a lot better. In other news, the consumer watchdog group TINA, also known as Truth in Advertising, said it put 17 high-profile celebrities on notice on Monday for promoting NFTs without appropriate disclosures. TINA says it sent letters to prominent figures who have promoted NFTs on social media, including Gwyneth Paltrow, Eva Longoria, Floyd Mayweather, Tom Brady, DJ Khaled, Snoop Dogg, and Paris Hilton. Targeted NFT collections include the Bored Ape Yacht Club, World of Women, and Autograph collections. The group says the letters remind the celebrities that they must clearly disclose any material connection to the NFT companies that they are promoting, citing longstanding Federal Trade Commission rules. This is not the first time TINA has taken celebrities to task for shilling NFTs. In June, TINA legal director Laura Smith sent a letter to the agency representing Justin Bieber and Reese Witherspoon, claiming the pair engaged in deceptive marketing and undisclosed endorsements for the NFT collections, The Inbetweeners and World of Women, respectively. So if you're going to shill for NFTs, celebrities, remember to say what you are doing. Tell the world. And earlier this week, Tiffany's unveiled its NFT IFF collection exclusively for the CryptoPunk NFT community. It's powered by blockchain solutions company Chain. Alexandre Arnault, son of billionaire LVMH chairman Bernard Arnault, is a CryptoPunk holder himself and had helped spearhead the project. There are 250 of these tokens, which CryptoPunk holders can use to get a custom pendant of NFT artwork. The passes cost 30 Ethereum or $50,000. Customers can purchase up to 3 passes per 1 wallet. The company invited 100 punks to buy their passes early, though how that was determined is unknown. According to data compiled via Dune, the most common trait NFT IFF holding punks have is an earring, with 7 NFTs out of the 100 minted sporting that trait. According to on-chain data, Tiffany's NFTs are already being flipped for profit. One user appears to have resold a Tiffany X Punk NFT at 55 ETH. That's a more than 80% increase from the price at mint. The remaining 150 NFT IFFs were on sale August 5th. So if you haven't gotten yours, most likely you won't be able to get one. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.